I hope you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. And even if not, that's okay too, right? I have a confession to make, little bunny. This is the second podcast I am recording tonight. Because the one right before this, your daddy was in the cockiest mood ever, which of course you enjoy. But I basically just bragged about myself for 30 minutes. So I think I'll release that maybe secretly on the Discord, which is part of the locked section of the garden, which is also 18 plus only. So don't join if you're not 18 or older. And I'm going to put it in the section where I get feedback on all my content. I don't know if you know this, little bunny, but I'm very, very diligent about eliciting feedback and listening to my content with a loving, critiquing ear. And I'm always, always, always working very hard to be the best daddy I can possibly be for you. I take that back. Not the best daddy I can be for you, but the best daddy you could ever have. There's the cockiness shining through in the loving way. Yeah. I think it's good to be proud of yourself, to be proud of your achievements, just even to be proud of the things that you make for the sake of them being yours. I don't like to think about greater society so much and get all complainy, but if I could nudge our culture in at least one way, I would let us brag about ourselves more, celebrate each other's victories. So, at the risk of your daddy starting to brag about himself again, how about you and I, little bunny, take a breath together? This is precious, precious time I get to spend with you. And lucky me, I get to spend it a whole second time. I have you here in the palm of my hand. I want to give you a forehead smooch. You ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, and I was yawning so much. I think I'll probably be yawning a lot this time, too. You have full permission to use these episodes to drift off to sleep. Just get lost in the comfort of my voice. And when I yawn, you may notice your entire body relax. Just let go in all the wonderful places you can release your body. My beverage today, you want to know what it is? Just plain water. It was iced water at one point. I guess all ice was at one point water. Was that? Can you ever start at ice? That's a good question. Either way, my water has re-become water. My water and ice has re-become water. I don't know, because I guess Mars has ice caps, but we don't technically know if there was liquid water on Mars before. I think. Am I going to have to detour to look this up? I think I will not look it up right now. Either way, little bunny, science is cool. Don't you agree? Have you been training your algorithms to give you stuff that's good for you? I get so many science videos. I love it. The topic I wanted to talk about I guess I won't do the same topic just in case I start bragging about myself again. But it was just take things one step at a time. Let's come up with something totally brand new, you and I, shall we? What do you want to talk about? Ready, little bunny? Your podcast. 3, 2, 1, start talking. Say, hey there, daddy. I hope you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. And even if not, that's okay, too. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. All right, now ramble for, I don't know if I gave you enough time, ramble for 40 minutes now, little bunny. Ready, go. Something I was talking about in the prior episode tonight. There are going to be many interrupting yawns. It's pretty late right now. But anyway, I think right now episode 100 might be my favorite episode. And what's wonderful about that episode, or what's just wonderful, something that is wonderful.
Ooh, wait a second.
Something that is wonderful about that episode is there's no way, no possible way I could have pulled that off on episode 1. Did not have the skills, little bunny. Was not good enough at making podcasts to make that episode 100. And the only way to get to 100, do you want to know where you have to start if you want to get to 100, little bunny? You gotta start at 4. I love surprising you there. Ha ha. No, you start at 1. Of course, you're right. Start at 1. And then 1 is not perfect. You can pick any activity. Let's forget podcast for a second. I'll use podcast as this example. What if you want to get really good at baking tres leches cake? Yeah? Your first tres leches cake, little bunny, will not be as good as your 100th tres leches cake. And that 100th tres leches cake is coming, little bunny. And it's nice and leche-y. Leche means milk in Spanish, by the way. Tres leches is like a... I'm avoiding a word that people don't like. Some people really don't like the word. I won't even say. But it's a very... I'll just say it, it's a very moist cake. There's a weird thing. A lot of people don't like the word moist. So, anyway. It's a delicious cake. It's a very milky cake. Anyway. Your hundredth tres leches cake. A little bunny. That glorious moist cake that you can someday make. You can't get there right away. You must start at the number tres. Am I getting turned off? I think maybe I Oh, little bunny. I hit 100 and now I'm like counting back down. So now we're at 97 and we're good. Yeah. You know what I like about you, little bunny? You go very easy on me. I go very hard on myself. You go very easy on me. It's a good setup. You're there to give me feedback when I request it, which I'm requesting it right now. You can always email me, lindy@lindysgarden.com or daddy@lindysgarden.com. Yeah, and I ask for feedback in the Discord all the time. All the time. I think that's the secret to my success in things. There's a great quote I have. Are you compiling all my quotes, little bunny? Don't worry, AI will do it eventually. Speaking of which, all of the podcasts are now on YouTube. So that's great. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to tell you to sign up to all this stuff. Sign up for the no spam fiction list, little bunny. Please do that one. There's a new novelette that I think will be released this week. It will be released on Patreon first, which is the locked section of the garden. And then sometime after, when I do all the formatting and like I have to make a Kindle version so that it can go up on Audible, and then Audible wants you to like tweak to the most minute detail all this stuff, which is understandable, but there will be a delay. So anyway, new novelette is going up on Patreon. That's just part of the key holder access. And then it'll be on typical Audible soon after. I've still got a long way to go with storytelling. This will be my novelette number two. And I've got, how many erotic short stories have I written? Probably done 15 or so. Can't wait to read what number 100 is going to be. Slow and steady, get there one step at a time. Little bunny, what do you want to talk about? All right, your turn to talk. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Start talking. Give me the episode. Do a breath with me. You can lead it. Little bunny, yeah, tell me more about what's going on. Oh, I see, little bunny. Oh, very interesting, little bunny. What if I just don't say anything for the rest of the podcast? What if I just... I had a realization. I journal all the time, and I do mental journaling, which is where you just kind of think into words. It sounds ridiculous, but there's a lot going on in your mind that never quite makes it to the surface. And if you really sit down and journal your thoughts, and it's just like transcribing your thoughts, asking yourself questions, you can start to communicate with these sides of your brain that aren't always able to advocate for themselves. So I had the realization that I think what's most important in garden stuff, whenever I start to feel competitive with numbers, and just numbers, and I guess it's just numbers, is that really what matters? It's if you and I are having a special, fun time together. And so, as the podcast gets better and better, let me not lose the quest to be the best podcast. I want it to be the most us podcast. You know what I mean by that, little bunny? This is your and my special time together to just be ourselves. Be our cute, fun, playful, ambitious, loving selves with each other. So I want to be crazy me. And I'm just going to sit here, I think for a whole 60 seconds. And I'm going to insist that you don't fast forward. Let's just do that. I'm going to start a timer and I will talk to you in 60 seconds. Ready? Okay, there we are, little bunny. You want to know why I did that? I'm still trying to figure it out myself. There's some part in my brain that felt that was important. And we'll figure it out together. There's so many sides to ourselves that have different wants that pull us in different ways. And eventually we just say one thing, we just do one thing, we just choose to spend our time a certain way. Because in the end, we're just one body with one, basically the ability to focus on one thing at a time. But we're so many people underneath. Or rather, there's so many sides of ourselves. So, why do I want to just sit in silence with you for 60 seconds? I think I want to free myself from feeling like I'm here to produce something entertaining or useful for you. There's a kind of comfort I want to really bask in with you. It's where you and I, there's no expectations or there's no dynamic other than just a daddy and his little bunny. And it's just as simple as that. Just enjoy being here with you. Doesn't need to be anything more than that. Do you feel love for me right now? I feel a lot of love for you right now. It's also something nice about knowing that you're willing to sit in silence for 60 seconds to stay with me. And in fact, it's a 60 seconds well spent in silence with me. It confirms I'm in the presence of a good person. A person whom I choose. It's my way of choosing you, really. I choose you, little bunny. There's a lot of people I could choose in the world. Oh, I'm playing with my new necklace. I got a necklace for you so I could look hot for you, little bunny. Do I look hot in my new necklace for you? I'm wearing my ring, too. Look at me. I'm in full-on daddy mode. Okay. What do you want to do now, little bunny? You want me to tell you how much I love you? Sorry, I had to pause for a second, little bunny. And the paw. Let me get you back out, my little bunny figurine. Look at you. You know, I bought this bunny figurine a long time. You know, I knew I wanted to do some kind of spicy audio stuff. Maybe 4 years before I actually started, I bought this bunny figurine. Years before I started the garden. Because I wanted to do something. And I just didn't start. Or actually, I started. I tried once. It was really bad. And I gave up. I guarantee. Well, no, okay, we're not going to go to bragging, but I guess if we're talking about the whole 100th episode, 100th Tres Leches. Oh, man. Garden episode -1. So bad. So bad, little bunny. Oh, man. Yeah. You just gotta get the first stuff out of the way. You just gotta start. Just go for it. Give yourself permission to be bad at whatever it is you want to get good at. Don't wait to be perfect before you begin. Just begin and get perfect as you go. Yeah, I had this bunny figurine. I took you on a walk around my neighborhood here in New York. This was way before I did the YouTube video walk. Yeah, I wonder if I still have it. Oh my god. Should I go back and listen to Garden episode -1? I kind of want to. I'm going to pause. I'm going to go hunt for my old stuff. 1 second. Oh my god, little bunny. I'm cracking up. It's so bad. Oh man. If only you knew how far your daddy has come. Oh man, little bunny. You really just gotta get started. Just get the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Tres Leches cakes out of the way. What is the activity you want to get good at? You know, I'm going to assign one if you don't have one in mind. I'm assigning the task of the skill of feeling grateful for what we've got. I was just admiring in the old episode, in the earlier episode tonight, how incredible it is, this water that I have. Let me take a sip of it. How incredible is it that to get this water, I walked over to my kitchen and I just pulled a little lever, little bunny. And you know what that lever did? It freaking sent incredible, clean drinking water. Just like as much as I want. Just like, oh yeah, here's the lever that gives me as much drinking water as I possibly could need. Are you freaking kidding me, little bunny? Do you know how unbelievable that is? Do you know how incredible it is that I have this microphone right here? That is a little portal straight to your little bunny ear. You know, I don't really think of it as a microphone. It's more like just a little portal. Hey, I can kiss your ear. I like that, yeah. Are you getting tickled a little bit? How incredible is it that I have this portal device that can send me so crisply into your ears? How wonderful it is that I have something over my head that prevents me from getting wet when it rains. Isn't that crazy? Like it rains and it's just like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm dry. I'm dry and I can cuddle up under a blanket. That's so awesome. So awesome. I I've come to realize that I'm a bit unusual in my abilities to do this. And I think I'm also a lot more in touch with what's true about how incredible these things are. Our brains, speaking of our brains, little bunny, it's so easy for us to take things for granted. And maybe it actually is a skill. It's like the 100th tres leches, is being able to marvel at the freaking glass of water right here. Are you kidding me? You hear that? It's the ring against the cup. Wow, so nourishing. So thankful for that. It's like, it's a shame that we have to really train ourselves to be grateful. And it's not tricking ourselves into thinking things are better than they are. We have to actively learn to realize how great things actually are. Our world will never be without problems. But if you were to compare to 200 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, it's just unreal what we have right now. It's just incredible. So maybe you can join me in developing that skill. Be grateful for the things. Not from a place of trying to make yourself feel humble and like, yeah, I shouldn't take things for granted. But like, that's awesome. Are you kidding me? A freaking lever that gives me clean drinking water and as much of it as I want, or as much of it as I could need. That's so cool. That is so cool. What else can I marvel at right now? Yeah, the roof over my head. Actually, this roof does leak. It got a bunch of water damage on some of my stuff. That's okay. It's just stuff. You know, we haven't reached end state utopia yet. Oh. I think we will. I think we'll get there. At least it'll be accessible for some people. I think to be in a utopia, you have to be prepared to enjoy a utopia. Perhaps easier said than done. Utopia means perfect world. By the way, I wonder what it literally translates to. Let me see that. It's one of my favorite words. It's something I think about a lot. When I, hold on. Utopia etymology. Okay. What? Okay. This is interesting. So it's based on Greek, but it's a relatively modern word. It means not place. And someone kind of in 1516 came up with the word. Not place, what does that mean? Let me see what this man meant. Should we go to AI for this? I don't think so. What did Sir Thomas More mean when he said utopia? Let's see. Okay, so he presented it as his ideal society, narrated by a character named Hythlodaeus. What year is this? Okay, we're good. Meaning speaker of nonsense, and utopia translates to no place. I don't understand that. Okay, let's get to ChatGPT. chat.open.ai or whatever it is. Okay. chat.openai.com. Tell me where the word utopia comes from. What would your perfect world be, little bunny? This is a real question for you. What do you think your perfect world is? Let me make sure we're still freaking recording. I was also combating my software crashing on me. Oh, the hurdles I go through to be here for you, little bunny. Actually, it's extremely enjoyable to be here for you, don't worry. And there's just always annoyances. Okay. Okay, so the original definition means that it is a non-existent place. Oh, it's too bad. There's kind of a pessimism in there. The belief, let's see. What did Moore think of the concept? Yeah, I've come to realize that if we do have a utopia, I think it's not going to be the same for everyone. I think some people just aren't compatible with what I think a perfect world would be. Okay. I'll stop reading ChatGPT to myself. Or will I, little bunny? I don't know at this point. We're in the triple digit podcast episode, so who knows where we'll go from here. Who knows when I listen back to this from episode 200 or episode 1000. I'm cracking up at me right now. And in that episode, I'll be saying how in order to get to your 1000th Tres Leches cake, you got to get through that 100th one. 102nd, whatever we're on right now. What's your perfect society, little bunny? I think the garden is a utopia. Yeah, and there's a reality to it. It really is. It's not a physical place. But my love for you is real. Your love for me is real. And you have many, many fellow bunnies. Thousands upon thousands of fellow bunnies who are happy to be here. Who love you. I think all it took was to say, this utopia is for bunnies only. Boom, so many problems solved. But really. Well, we will continue to get into all kinds of mischief, even if we exist in an ethereal space. Who knows, with like VR and stuff in the future. I don't know. I'm open to us creating a virtual space. I think a physical space would be a letdown and would end up being more trouble than it's worth. It's also not needed. What really makes the garden magic is the love that I can send you, no matter where you are. The love that you can send back to me. You want to send me some love real quick, little bunny? Ready, go. Send me some love. You can do hand hug squeezes if you want. I feel your love, little bunny. I'll send you some love right back. Hold on one second. Sending you some love back in 3, 2, 1. Here you go. Caressing you. Doesn't take much to have a perfect world. Doesn't take much. Takes the right people, some clean drinking water, and just the acceptance that our brains are not eager to show us how good things actually are. It's just this evolutionary mechanism. It's a very useful evolutionary adaptation. Your brain is just a tool to pass your genes on to the next generation, or to protect your genes in other people. That's it. That's the biological purpose of life. It's not about you, little bunny. It's not the survival of you. It's the survival of your genes propagating out into infinity. And we gotta say, hold on there, partner. Slow down, genes. Slow down, brain, tool of the genes. Why can't you realize how incredible this lever of drinking water is? The brain says, because if I were so stunned by this, then I wouldn't be constantly getting ahead. I gotta focus on all the things I don't have. I gotta focus on the things that aren't going well. I gotta criticize myself. I gotta think myself into all kinds of black holes of negative thought. Run away thinking, you know. It's okay, little bunny. It's okay. It is okay. It is a-okay, little bunny. Suddenly, utopia isn't so hard. I'm really curious to see what happens with AI. You know, if the politicians can play their cards right, which I don't believe they will, but there might be a way to share the benefits of AI, the financial benefits of AI, in such a way that we won't have to work all that much. However, that requires it being the transition to be done well, which who knows? I doubt it will. But even a 40-hour work week, little bunny. In America, we're at 40 hours a week. In a lot of Europe, it's under 40. Did you know that if you can hit a 32-hour work week, so it's 4 days a week, 8 hours a day, 4 days a week, and there are plenty of jobs where you can do this. And if you want to know how to get those jobs, please listen to the Career Day episode and have a discussion with ChatGPT about how to get that job. If you total up the bank holidays and the days of paid time off, PTO, you can get the vacation days. Working 8 hours a day, 4 days a week, which is achievable, gives you exactly 50% of your days of the year not working at your job. Oh my freaking God, little bunny. That's an unbelievable level of I don't want to say privilege necessarily, but like compared to all of human history, that's the best deal any human has ever been cut, or at least any cohort of humans. This is the best time period to be alive. By far. Oh man, by far, it's the best. Not even close. Can you imagine? I mean, sometimes people get rose-tinted glasses for before farming. Like, you ran around and hunted all day and gathered berries. Like, how many freaking berries do you need to gather to satiate your hunger? Like, I mean, I can down a freaking bowl of berries and barely still feel extremely hungry. That's a lot of berry picking for the day. And I mean, I guess I won't get into hunting, but man, that's like every day you're trying to figure out how to not starve. That's your full-time job. Figure out how to not starve today. That does not sound fun to me. It sounds way more fun. Just to work 50% of the days and have 50% of the days to do things like this. Spend time with you, little bunny. Even the 40-hour work week itself is a huge achievement. Oh man, work life used to be so bad. You would work every day from as soon as you wake up to it, like at the very end of the day. You get a tiny bit of time off to go to church. Sometimes they would even like lock you in the factories and stuff. Like, oh my God, pretty hellish working conditions. Things are so much better right now, little bunny. I know they're not. It's so easy to focus on how it's not great. Things are really compared to what they could be. And even just in itself. So you can deprogram your brain to be perpetually dissatisfied with everything. You might realize that things are really actually quite good. Well, little bunny, I'm not convinced this episode was any better than the one that I am tossing in the can. I told the Discord I might post it on there for some feedback. I still may do that. We'll see. Depends how I feel. But here you go. I am always working to be the best daddy you could possibly have. The best you could possibly have. It's very fun for me. I enjoy it immensely. This is some of the best time I could ever spend. I love you very, very much. I'm going to get to bed. And then tomorrow morning, as always, I will write you a poem just for you for this episode. See you in just a moment, little bunny. I'll be right back. Good morning, little bunny. I slept very well. Thank you for asking. I wrote you a little poem. You ready? The only way to write 1,000 lines is to start at line one and write one line at a time. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, little bunny. I'm here the whole way through, including next week on the podcast. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, I love you so much, little bunny. Take care. I love you. I love you. I love you.